Nick would have never allowed that to happen.
So the way it works is that one of you or all of you make nominations. There is no seconding the nomination. After each nomination, the board member nominated will accept or decline the nomination, and then we will go through the process from there. So this is for president for the 26th year, right? 2026.
You're taking nominations now?
Taking nominations.
I would like to nominate Regine Wants as president since Taylor has threatened harm if we nominated her to move up from clerk. So, you know.
I did not.
Okay, then I nominate.
She just said that having a baby, it might be difficult for her to be president.
Yes.
So, Regine, do you accept the nomination?
Are you absolutely not a doubt?
I guess I accept.
Any other nominations? Okay, with that, I need a motion and a second to elect Regine as president.
Make a motion. Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
Did you go to second? So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Regine, you can't vote.
She's gonna say.
All right, Regine is the president. So now, Regine, you take over, and you will. You guys don't have to switch seats right now, but. that was not really said. So now you need to elect a clerk, and likely the clerk will then become president next year. Leave that to the board, or leave it to Regine to run that.
Okay, do we have any nominations for a clerk for the ensuing year?
I nominate Nikki Crabb.
Nikki, do you accept?
Oh, sure.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
There you go. All those in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Opposed? That was not Nikki. Nikki will be the clerk. Election of trustee representative to the Special Education Council.
So this one is if there's an issue at the county level for special education and they call boards from all over Yuba County, you would be the representation for Wheatland School District. In my 16 years here as superintendent, no one has ever had to go to a meeting in this position.
And they don't even do dinners anymore.
They really don't do anything.
I was just going to say,
but we still have to have somebody.
I nominate Regine Waltz for this position with her history in special ed and all of that. She's the best candidate. I'm not picking on her. Okay.
I can't nominate somebody, can I?
Yes.
Can I?
You can.
I'd like to nominate Christina as Special Education Counsel since she's also got a special education background.
Do you accept?
I accept.
Did you accept or didn't accept?
I did not. I nominated.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other nominations?
Okay.
That's a great job because you don't have to do that.
Can I have a motion to make Christina the Special Education Counsel representative?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Christina will be the Special Education Council representative. Okay, we need to set the time, date, and place of our regular meetings.
So on this one, a couple years ago, we went to the second Thursday of the month. We had always been at the third Thursday of the month, and we moved it to the second. I would suggest, if possible, to go back to the third Thursday. It gives our staff more time to put together the items needed for the board agenda, because a lot of it closes right at the beginning or the end of the month, and then to have them have to turn it around in a week or two is somewhat difficult at times. So the what I put forward to you is the third Thursday. If you decide to go with the second Thursday, then we can adjust the dates. And then, of course, the time, it's at 5 o'clock now. I left it at 5 o'clock, but you can change that. And then where the board meeting is, it's always here. So if you agree with that, you can make a motion to accept it, or you can talk about it, whatever you would like to do.
Any discussion? Anybody have any other thoughts or ideas? Does that sound fine to everyone?
I make a motion to make it the third Thursday of every month.
A second?
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the meetings will now be the third Thursday of each month here, and there's a list on our agenda here that tells us all those dates.
And it'll be on the website.
It'll be on the website.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And at 5 p.m. still. Correct.
But just for the audience to know that there are going to be some exceptions to the third Thursday. So when there's financials, it has to be done before the 15th of that month, so that will be the second Thursday of that month. Okay.
So that's March, September, and December. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Appoint superintendent as secretary to the Board of Trustees. Do we have to vote on that?
You have to.
To make a motion.
Make a motion.
So moved.
Do we hear a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Craig will be the secretary to the Board of Trustees. Authorize the superintendent and designees to sign warrants, contracts, etc. on behalf of the board.
So in this case, it would be myself and Anna that would be signing those types of things. And there's a, you'll have to sign at the end of the meeting to authorize that.
Is there a motion to accept Craig and Anna as designees for the board?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Craig and Anna will be the signing of all the warrants and contracts. Okay, action item. Retirement effective June 30th, 2026.
So we have two letters that came in for retirements effective June 30th, 2026. So we always bring our retirements to the board, even though this is a little early, but given the fact that one of them is me and one of them is Melissa, we thought we'd bring it early because there's going to be a process, obviously, to look for a replacement. So you have the letters. We did not put the letters out publicly. We can if somebody requests it, but we don't typically do that. So.
And what happens if the board does not accept this resignation?
Yeah. Great question.
Just wondering. Just wondering.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, and I guess you have to stay.
So moved.
Second?
Third?
Second? Do I hear a second? Okay. Is there a motion to accept these resignation letters?
I'll move to accept the resignation letters.
Is there a second?
Begrudgingly.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay. Well, I guess we have to accept two retirement letters, one for Craig Gensler and one for Melissa Wyatt, unfortunately.
And there'll be more coming, I'm sure, teachers, but they don't typically put them in until March. I don't know about class size.
Well, these are big shoes to fill, so thank you for giving us enough time to try to fill these shoes.
Yeah, I met with Rob Greger from the county, and he can run the process for us. And I've asked him to come to the January 15th meeting to talk to you about what you want the process to look like. And most of it is done in open session, but there is some closed session stuff that he'll talk about. And I put together a kind of a timeline, and I'll make sure you get a copy of that as well. And then he will adjust it after that based on his conversations with you. So the options really are you run it in-house, which is never a great option, but you can do it. Then there's the option of having the county do it, which is pretty typical around here. And then there's the option of getting an outside firm to run it, and that runs about $50,000. The county will do it for their costs, which their cost is going to be somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 with the advertisements and things like that. So that's why I suggested the county versus the others. But
well, the county found us you years ago. So
Okay, anything else? Any board comments? Anybody have? Any, we didn't ask for any comments from the public, so.
We'll see if it makes Facebook before I get an email out to the staff.
I'm sure.
Want to take any bets on that? Okay, if there's nothing else, then I guess we adjourn, and we have no closed session tonight, so.
Melissa's going to need some signatures, so you can just hang out for a minute after you adjourn.
We adjourn the board meeting at 5:13.